Welcome back, everybody. This is another episode of the Reality Roundtable. I know I've been gone for a while, but today I probably have my most important guest on my podcast today. My own big brother, Josh Brown. Josh, how's it going today, man?
Man, it's pretty good, man. I'm feeling good. I'm doing good, so it's a pretty good day.
The reason I got you on this episode is because you're moving. You're moving later in the week. You're leaving South Carolina, and you're moving to a city very far away from the family. Like, what made you want to move so far away from the family? And what gives you the confidence to do something that's just so drastic like that?
Man, to really be honest, it's really not about family. Like, I love Charlotte. I love family. But at the same time, like, those aren't big factors in my decision. Like, everywhere I go, I'll talk Charlotte. Like, man, if you don't like Chicago, you need to move to Charlotte. Man, if you don't like Milwaukee, you need to move to Charlotte. It's great. It has everything you want. But I know if I stay in Charlotte, I can't grow. I can't achieve my dreams. Charlotte really has nothing for me except partying and friends and family. That's about it. If I stay here, I'm just stay stagnant and waste my life away. That's just my opinion.
And that's really the reason why I wanted to have you on the episode today, because I know there's a lot of people in, you know, our age range, with, you know, the 25 to 30 range, maybe even young, like fresh out of college, who they'll get jobs and it's far away from their hometowns, and they'll be scared to move. But that's not the thing with you, because even last year, you just up and left and went to Chicago, like literally just on a whim. And don't get me wrong, like me and the family, like we had our reservations, but that didn't seem to stop you at all. Like, when the job came about, what made you think, yeah, you know, like, I can do this regardless of how far away I am?
That's crazy, because they gave me the job on a Tuesday. I had to be there on a Monday. So I only had about 6 days to get to Chicago. But, it wasn't a thing about if I could do the job. I just wanted to get away. So, since I wanted to get away, I was basically willing to do whatever it took to keep that job in Chicago and Milwaukee, just to not come back. Because, I guess you could say it's like to spread my wings, try new things, meet new people, and explore. Because, one thing I noticed is people stay here all their lives and never explore. Like, people stay in Charlotte, stay in Rock Hill, stay in York, Clover, but never really explore outside of like Atlanta or DC. So they don't know what the Northeast is like. They've never been to New York City. They've never been to Chicago. They really never been to Alabama or Florida. They might go to Disneyland, but they'll skip Jacksonville. They'll skip Gainesville, Tallahassee, or Panama Beach, but they'll never really explore it. That's just something I don't want. Like, I'm not a big explorer. Like, you're not going to see me in Miami Beach. That's not what I do. But I would go to Miami just to experience the culture and just expand my horizon, to be honest.
What did moving to Chicago for those, what, like 8 months? Like, what did moving to Chicago and like being able to go out there, what did that teach you? Not only about like the area of Chicago, like what did it teach you about yourself?
Give me a second. I guess you could say about myself is that no matter how hard life can get, you can always rely on people. You just gotta, I can say this. Shit, you gotta cut this part short. About myself is that you basically what it taught me is you can get through it, because while I was up there was a whole bunch of hard times. Sometimes you wanted to go home and give up, but at the same time, like, man, I'm in Chicago. There are a whole lot of people back home who wish they could say they up and move to a big city and they can do half things like they did. So in other words, I just ended up realizing how lucky I was to be able to have this opportunity to live in Chicago, to drive in Milwaukee, to go to Cubs games, go to Charlotte FC games in Chicago, you go to White Sox games, to do all the things I wish I, all the things I was doing. And, because I knew if my grandmother was here, was up there in Chicago with me, she would have loved it. I would have took her to the, to Grant Park, see the water fountain, see, the Pritzker Amphitheater, see the Bean, the museum, Museum Mile with all the skyscrapers, all the fancy dancy shopping, to go to Lincoln Park, to go to the Lincoln Zoo, see Wrigley Field. There's so many things I was able to do that kept me from quitting, that kept me from not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Just kept me motivated to keep moving forward no matter what.
I mean, before this episode, you never talked about that. You never, like, revealed to us that you wanted to, like, at times that you wanted to quit and come home. Like, how often did that thought come to your mind, though?
It was really just the beginning. Because I used to bitch and moan to my boss. Like, man, this is not what I signed up for. This job is XYZ. This job is this. This job is that. But then once I got my promotion, I was able to do whatever I wanted to. So life got real easy.
So you was having it your way, essentially.
Yeah, I didn't really do nothing. Only really worked like 30 minutes a day.
And, so now that you're moving to another city, I'm not gonna say where, but, what are you able, like, do you feel like you're more prepared this time than you were in Chicago? Because when you were in Chicago, you did have a few hiccups. You can discuss that if you want to, but, like, the calls that we got from you, yeah, it was kind of rough. Do you feel like you're more prepared this time?
To be honest, you're never really prepared because you don't really know what's out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do all the research. Oh, I've looked at Chicago. I looked at where all the crime spots are. I've looked at this. I looked at that. I looked at where you can and can't go. There's really no preparing yourself for a big move. Like, I love New York City, but nothing can prepare you for all the walking you're going to do. Nothing can prepare you for all the things you're going to see. So, like, only thing that can get you used to a situation is actually going there and going through it. Yeah, somebody might do you wrong, but it's an experience that you have to experience, because if you don't, there's always going to be something in the back of your mind. What if? Like, what if I go down this wrong road? So, I can say this. I mean, there's only a couple times I went to the south side of Chicago because I didn't want to experience anything wrong. So, in essence, like, I can't say this. Nothing can prepare you unless you actually go through it. So, I went to the south side maybe once or twice. Well, not on purpose, but just to explore it. And
I don't know why you want to do that, but
because how can I put this? Old Block in Chicago is down the street from the Museum of Science and Industry and the University of Chicago, where Obama used to teach. Mm. So it's in between that school and the interstate.
Oh wow!
So you have to pass Old Block to get from the University of Chicago to the interstate.
Mm. Interesting. I didn't know that.
So it wasn't on purpose. It was just happened to be there. So nothing can prepare you to what you'll see once you leave the nice part of Chicago to get to like a place like the Old Block. Because you'll see other things that you're not used to. You'll see people on the street selling drugs, doing things you're not supposed to be doing. You'll see homeless people hooked on drugs, just no will to live, just standing around doing nothing. Nothing can prepare you for that. That's something you have to see and experience. And then you realize how lucky you are that I'm in a position that I can just drive by the bad neighborhoods without a care in the world, because I know I have somewhere I can go. I have people I can rely on. So when times get hard, I ain't got to resort to selling drugs or doing crime.
So, would you say that experience made you, like, more grateful for, like, the life that you have then?
Yeah. One thing I realized in Chicago is that I have been lucky. Because whenever I need something, there was always someone I could call to help me get through it. And even when times get hard, you know, you feel a little sad, there were people in Chicago that I could rely on. I could call. There's a friend called Robert. Whenever I felt bad, I could always go to him like, Robert, I ain't doing too good right now. And he'll talk to me. He'll give me some pep talk. He'll tell me God this, God that. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, man, you can chill out with the guy. I just need some practical advice right now. How am I gonna get through this? And he'll help me out. He ain't gonna get me 100% through.
Yeah.
Clubbing got me 100% through, but
clubbing.
Well, God helps a lot too.
Oh God, not clubbing help get you through, but okay. Well, you know, different stroke, different folk. If people were to meet you and me, though, they would find out that we are two completely different people, even though we had the very same upbringing. Why do you think that is, though?
I would say, to be honest, I would say you're kind of a loner, to be honest. Like, you don't really care about other people like I do.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. I would say, like, I gotta, like, get to know you. Don't get me wrong, like, when I first interact with people, like, I'm gonna come at them with a respect factor. Like, I'm gonna respect you at first. It's just that once I see just a slight sign of disrespect, then I have to step accordingly then.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
A Republican, a Donald Trump supporter, you could be a racist. I know racists.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, there are some racists who are kind of good people outside of racism. So I'll treat them with the same respect. I'll treat people who are LGBTQIA+++++ ABCDFG, okay? I'll treat them with the same respect. I ain't gotta like what you say or what you go through. As long as you treat me with respect, don't call me the N-word or the hard E-R. You're okay, my book. You okay. Can make jokes about whatever, whenever. But as long as you treat me with a little bit of respect, I'll get you to a little bit of respect. Because at the end of the day, people are more the same than they are different. So it's just you gotta find between you and them. That's what I try to do. You, once you find anything wrong with them, you kick it to the curb. You drop them like a bad habit, okay?
I mean, well.
You drop them like some people need to drop some of these toxic exes, okay?
Wow. I mean, well, you're not lying about that last part, but you might be just a little bit more forgiving than I am.
You know, God said to forgive and forgive. I forgive, but I don't forget, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I move accordingly. You can do me wrong. I'll tell you, it's all right. But, you know, J. Cole said, fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice, I can put the blame on you.
Hey, but, when you moved the first time, how would you say, like, the people in the culture are different in Chicago than it is back home in Rock Hill, though?
So, Chicago is basically its host. It's on the state. Like, you have the people on the west side who love the west side. They wouldn't move nowhere from the west side. Because the west, the far, I live on the far west side, one street away from Oak Park in Austin. It was a pretty calm town. You don't hear gunshots. You don't see things out of the ordinary. It's just it's basically like a small little town.
Uh-huh.
So if you move more eastward towards the city, then you got your little hood area where they sell drugs. The streets are littered with trash. People doing things not supposed to be doing. People just standing outside doing nothing. So you just look at them, you know they're up to no good. Now, I might sound mean, but come at me. But,
how would you describe people in Rock Hill, though?
People in Rock Hill, we just take it a day at a time. Just like it's not a care in the world. Like in Chicago, if you want to go to Logan Square, which is where I stayed when I first got there, people are nice. It's just like, people in Logan Square have a little bit of money. They don't have a lot of money, but they have some good bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's slowly gentrification, so it's more calm, laid back. It's like more family-oriented in Logan Square. If you go southeast towards downtown, you have like Wicker Park. It's more of a hippie area. I remember one time I was walking down the street. I saw a guy sit on top of a car, put dirt on himself, which is kind of weird. I mean, that's what you expect from a hippie town. Then you have Boys Town, which is the, as I like to say, the gay part of town. Not just me. I mean, you have rainbow stripe crosswalks.
Mm-hmm.
You have rainbow flagpoles. So don't get mad at me when I say it's the gay part of town. It's literally the gay part of town.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like there are different areas of Chicago have different cultures, different people. So you just have to move accordingly. Like if there's something that you want, Chicago has it for you. There are some parts of Chicago that you, like I said, you don't want to go to, so you can avoid it. Or you can basically avoid crime if you know where you can and can't go, where you can and can't move. Like West Loop, there's a spot called West Loop. West of downtown, east of the United Center. It's like all up and coming. Oh, I got money. Like a studio costs you $2,000. So it's like its own little city. It's like a couple, it's like maybe 40,000 people in West Loop. I took my dad out to a brunch one time. It was probably like $50, came out to $50. Which is not bad, but it's not cheap though. Wait, what was the question?
I don't even remember, but we'll find out when we replay this episode. But, what would you say to somebody, to people who are like freshly out of college or like young adults who are like real scared to make a big move like you did? Like, what kind of advice would you give to those people?
I would say don't be afraid to leave your hometown, because I heard statistics that say if you don't leave your hometown by the age of 25, you're more likely to not leave your hometown at all. But there's so much more out there to do. Yeah, it's one thing to like visit New York City or visit Chicago, visit Washington, D.C., L.A., or Miami. But it's a different thing to actually live in these cities. Yeah, I could have went to Magnificent Mile every so often. I could have visited the go to a Cubs game. I could have go to see the Chicago Bears. But you really don't get the culture of Chicago if you just visit there. The 8 or 9 months that I visited there, I felt like I kind of became a Chicagoan. Like, my family, I know my family is tired of me talking about Chicago this, Chicago that.
Talks about it all the time.
I'm such a Chicagoan right now, I kind of want to get a Chicago flag and just put it up in my next apartment.
You only lived there 8 months.
I don't care. I love Chicago. Chicago flag is fire. Lake Michigan, best lake in the world. Don't at me. Chicago, second best skyline. I can't argue New York skyline is the best skyline. Can't argue with that. We better than LA. LA sucks. Okay. Miami sucks. Atlanta sucks. Chicago's number one.
Atlanta's cool. Atlanta's cool.
Sucks,
okay? Atlanta's cool.
Atlanta's cool. What's your public transportation?
Sucks. That's the difference between you and me. You're big on public transportation. I'm not that big on public transportation.
Sucks. I got 2 airports. How many airports you got? 1, okay?
It's the busiest airport.
I got 2 baseball teams. How many baseball teams you got?
1.
Okay, I got a hockey team. How many hockey teams you got? 0.
They moved to Canada. But,
I got a football team.
Your favorite football team's in Atlanta, though.
I don't care. I know I love the Atlanta Falcons, but Chicago, everything in the handbasket. New York City ain't only got 2 baseball teams. They ain't got no football team.
They don't.
Exactly.
They really don't. Yeah. Yeah, their football team that they claim is actually in New Jersey.
Atlanta got no big parks. We got parks.
Centennial Park not a big park?
No. Not compared to Grant Park. We also got Lincoln Park. You got the Lincoln Park Zoo, which is free.
For real?
Yeah. Walking in there.
Yeah, the more you know. But I do appreciate you for taking time to come on the podcast, man. Really appreciate it. And good luck with your move, man. We're going to miss you down here with the family. Just know, we're always a call away. We got family close by. So if you need anything, just call us. And that'll do it for another episode of Reality Roundtable. I appreciate you for joining me. I don't know when the next episode is going to be. Hopefully soon. Hopefully I get more consistent with it. But until next time, thank you and God bless. Welcome to another episode of the Reality Roundtable. I'm your host, Jonathan Brown, and today's episode will be a solo episode, and the topic of today's episode will be cutting dead weight. Now, you could take that in many different senses. You could take that as people, habits, procrastination, or just anything that happens to not make your life as meaningful and as productive as you would want it to be. Now, the first thing that I want to talk about when it comes to cutting dead weight is cutting out procrastination. And what I mean by that is you got to stop using your time and you have to stop having idle time and actually start to make your day productive. I know that a lot of people tend to think that every day is just a cycle. They're just doing things. They're doing the same things over and over again every day, and it seems like it's a never-ending thing, and that the day really has no meaning, and that they're really just living until the, and they're just trying to get to the weekend to where that they can either go out and just have fun or just sit there and relax. But I feel like if you sit there and actually give your day some meaning, actually have some goals that you actually have to accomplish, then I feel like your day will actually go by a lot smoother and you'll actually be a lot happier when it comes to living the life that you want to. I'll give you an example. Back in November, I started a Google course in which I wanted to get certified for something in the tech world. I started back in November, but I didn't finish until early July. Now, the course usually takes people about 6 months to finish, but the reason I didn't finish in time is because I was procrastinating and I was just being lazy. There was no excuse for me to have sit there and not finish that course when I was supposed to finish the course. Had I actually sat down and done the course when I was supposed to, I would have probably finished before even the 6 month mark. I didn't really start getting serious about that course until maybe May. And that was really because I was sitting there, I was paying for it, and I was looking at my bank account, and I just got tired of paying for it. And I really did want to finish the course. And one of the things that I really like to do is, one of my hobbies is I like to read. And I told myself back in November that I wasn't going to read a book until I finished this course. So literally from November until July, early July, I had not read a book. And that was just something that was just like eating me alive inside. So I really just, in May, I really buckled down, really set aside a space in my apartment for me to literally just sit down and just get my work done. And I really kicked it into overdrive. And for the most part, I finished like most of the courses in like a month and a half. Now, if you take that month and a half to what I could have been doing, I probably could have finished this course in January or maybe even early February. So I could have read a lot more books than what I've had already this year. I've only read one book, but that is going to increase by the end of the year. Another way that I have been procrastinating not getting that course done is I had just been on my phone the whole time. And it had really just gotten to the point to where it was so bad that I literally had to put time limits on my phone. I had to put time limits on the apps on my phone just so I can get my work done, because my eyes were just glued to that phone. And I really want more in my life than what I have now. Don't get me wrong, like, I have a good life right now, but I want my life to expand. I don't want my life to stay stagnant. And in order for my life to not stay stagnant, I have to sit down. And I have to be disciplined in the things that I want to do. Another way that people can cut their weight is by cutting off the wrong people in your life. And what I mean by cutting off the wrong people in your life, I mean cutting off people who you don't see as an asset, who can either help you move forward or won't keep you from moving forward. They don't necessarily have to help you from moving forward, but they just don't have to hinder your progress in any way. And some of the signs that of those people would be, they're either talking down on you, they're not really that encouraging. When you do talk to them, you don't get excited about being around them. You don't see them doing anything with their life in a productive way. You just see them staying stagnant. People always having excuses. And that was another thing with me. Like, even though I took so long in getting this course done, I didn't make any excuses for why I didn't get this course done. The only reason I didn't get this course done was I was just being lazy, and it was all on me. I have to hold myself accountable. And that's really another thing about this episode, is you have to create things to hold yourself accountable. And like I said earlier in the episode, the way that I held myself accountable was I wasn't able to do something that I really like to do, was to read books, which helps me expand my mind. Helps me expand my mind and gives me more knowledge of things in the world. Because somebody like me, I'm the type of person, I don't really like to stop learning. I've actually learned more from books than I actually have in school. And another way, some of the ways that you can help give your day some meaning is you can create goals for yourself. See, for me, I create goals for myself daily, but I also create goals for myself weekly. A weekly goal of mine is I have to work out at least 4 times a week. Now, I've been able to maintain that for 99 straight weeks, which is actually amazing. I never thought I would actually get that far. But the fact that I'm there and I'm so close to 100 weeks, after I hit that 100 week mark, I also want to hit the 2 year mark, which is 104 weeks, which is only 4 more weeks afterwards. And then after that, I want to hit the 3 year mark, which is 156 weeks. And I know I can do it. I just have to keep myself disciplined. Also, when I said that you can help cut out dead weight by getting rid of the wrong people, another way that you can cut dead weight is by surrounding yourself by the right people. You see people who actually want something out of their life. You see people who are working towards something that they want, and people who actually have something to lose, people who keep you motivated, people who hold you accountable. But they're not going to be able to hold you accountable unless you're actually able to take constructive criticism, and you're actually able to take that criticism, not get personal with it, and actually think, oh man, like, these people actually care, like, they actually want to see me do well. And that's the thing with my friend Marquise, and you'll see if you listen to this podcast, he's been in 2 episodes. Me and him, we always send each other like daily videos, like we'll send each other like short clips, like motivational clips, and like we also check up on each other on a regular basis just to make sure that we're hitting our goals. One of his goals is to lose weight, so just about every day he's always in the gym, you know. And actually, before this podcast was recorded today, he actually posted a video on his Instagram about him outside running so that he can get to that weight goal that he really wants to get to. And when I saw that, I'm like, yeah, like that helped inspire me to actually record this episode, because this episode was supposed to be recorded like 3 days ago. It was actually supposed to drop 3 days ago and record 4 days ago. But I had been procrastinating, and like, once again, that was my fault. So that's like one of the ways that you can actually help cut dead weight. Another thing that you can do is Another way that you can cut their weight is by being staying consistent in the things that you want to do in your life. Like I said, like one of the things that I want to do in my life besides hitting my workout goals for the week is I want to drop one episode of the podcast per week. And for me to do that, like I actually have to sit down, I got a plan, and I actually got to record an episode, I got to edit, and then I got to drop it the way I want to. And I do want this podcast to grow, but the only way that this podcast can grow is if I'm stay consistent with dropping the episodes, promoting it, trying to get it in the right hands. And don't get me wrong, like I've recorded over 20 episodes already, but this podcast could have been way bigger had I just stayed consistent and dropping episodes on the regular. And there's no reason why I didn't drop the episodes. Like nobody told me I couldn't drop the episodes, but I had just been lazy. I had been procrastinating, and I just really didn't feel like it at the time. But I feel like now, after I got really serious about this course that I finished, and as also while doing that, while staying on my workout routine, that's actually something that never fell off. I feel like right now I'm in the right mindset to where I can actually do the podcast and do it the right way, and also be consistent in dropping the episodes that I want to and that I need to drop. And also I want to be able to book guests on this podcast who can actually help, you know, inspire people to actually want to do better in their life. One of the things that actually helps keep me going is when I see people on Instagram and I see them in the gym and they tell me that me being in the gym helps inspire them to stay in the gym. Like, because when I do things like that, I realize that while yes, I am out here bettering myself, that this whole thing is really bigger than me at the end of the day. And that actually helps give my day even more meaning than what it already is. Another thing that can help give your day more meaning is making time for the things that you want to do. I know one of the excuses that a lot of people have is that they don't have enough time to do what they really want to do in the day. But in actuality, we make time for the things that we really want to do. So whether that is you want to work out more, you want to eat healthier, you want to cook more, you want to study something to make more money, you want to go travel more, you want to do this, you want to do that, you're going to have to sacrifice some of the bad habits that you're doing. Maybe you're staying up late. Maybe you need to go to bed earlier. Maybe you're waking up late. Maybe you need to wake up earlier. So, like, if you want to go, like, for example, if you want to work out, but you work a full-time job and you say you don't have time to work out, maybe you need to wake up earlier, go early in the morning. That way that your day is already starting on a productive footnote. And then you can go to work. And then after work, maybe you got to go to bed a little earlier than what you usually do, so that you can wake up and go to the gym in the morning. That way you can live a healthier lifestyle. That way you can present your best self and put your best foot forward. Another thing that will help people, and when I say people, I mean myself too, because I'm in no way perfect when it comes to any of this. Another thing that we can do to help cut dead weight is not compare ourselves. Hold on. Edit that last part. Another way that we can help with cutting dead weight is not having fear of missing out. Yeah, we may see people our age out here taking trips. You know, they're getting money. You know, they're doing a lot of lavish things that maybe we would want to do. And don't get me wrong, like, I'm guilty of it too. Like, looking at social media and seeing all this stuff. But at the end of the day, everybody has to realize that we're running our own race. Right now, it is their time. Like, our time is going to come if we do stay consistent and put in the hard work, barring anything tragic happening. Our time really is going to come, but we just have to stay disciplined at the time. And also, another thing that we can do is we got to take chances. We have to give ourselves a chance and put ourselves in the rooms that will also help us get to the point to where we would want to be. Even that may cost a little money. Yeah, you just gotta be honest, man. You gotta pay to play. Nothing in this life really is free. And when you do spend that money, don't think about it as, oh man, like this thing's expensive, like I gotta spend this money to go to this and that. Look at it as an investment. Like, I'm investing into myself so that I can better myself for the future. And I gotta give a real big shout out to my boy Carson from Scars Make Stars. I was on IG Live with him and he was talking about going to Invest Fest, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, man, like these tickets kind of expensive. And then he was like, hey man, go ahead and spend that bread, man. You'll make that back tenfold because this is an investment in you. And it gave me something to think about. And I'm like, he is right. So when the time comes, I probably will end up going to Invest Fest. And I'm saying this on the podcast so that I can actually hold myself accountable and going to that. Like, I'll go, I'll spend the money for the ticket and everything else, and then I'll just figure the rest of the things out later, because at the end of the day, I got to take a chance and try to put myself in the room, because the people who will be in that room, they may have knowledge to help me get to the next level that I will want to get to, and I can't miss out on that. So shout out to Carson for that. And the last thing that I'll talk about for this episode is, don't compare where you are in life to other people. That's probably the main reason I'll say why a lot of people do get down on themselves, is because they compare how somebody else is living, their highlights, not really their real life, but their highlights, to how their own life is. Mind you, like when it comes to how people present themselves on the internet, they're only presenting themselves in a positive way. Nobody wants to present themselves in a negative way. Nobody's going to sit there and show all their flaws and the hard times that they had to go through to get to where they are. But they will post how good that little moment is, or how their life is at that point. And we have to sit there and think that that's just a highlight. That may not be their real life. It may be, it may not be. But at the end of the day, we don't know. So we cannot compare where we are in life to where they are in life. Because once you do that, you'll probably start to get lazy. You'll probably start to feel down on yourself. And then you'll start to lose motivation and not do what you need to do to get to where you need to be. And with that being said, this has been another episode of the Reality Roundtable. I know that this was a very short episode. I'll try to make the other ones longer. But I didn't wait this long for another episode to drop. I'm actually happy for myself. I feel proud of myself. I feel accomplished. It's actually one of the things that I talked about in the episode, is actually giving yourself something to accomplish, giving yourself a goal. And with that being said, this has been another episode of Reality Roundtable. I'm your host, Jonathan Brown, and I'll drop another episode for you next week. You will not be waiting that long for another episode. Thank you, and have a good one.